Colorado is famous for its stunning mountains and outdoor adventures, but like many states, it also faces crime in certain areas. While the state is not known for being overly violent, some cities have higher crime rates than others. In this article, we'll take a closer look at the 10 most dangerous cities in Colorado. From suburban areas to historic towns, these cities have crime rates that surpass the national average. Read on to learn about the places in Colorado where crime is a significant concern. Most dangerous cities in Colorado. Sheridan, a small city in Arapahoe County with a population of just over 6,000, ranks as the most dangerous city in Colorado. It has a staggering crime rate that is 375% higher than the national average. Burglary, theft, and assault are the most common crimes in Sheridan, and they are concentrated in certain parts of the city. While it is part of the greater Denver area and often seen as an affordable place to live, Sheridan's crime issues overshadow its potential. For those considering living in or visiting Sheridan, it is important to be aware of the safety concerns that come with its elevated crime rates. Lone Tree, a suburb of Denver located in Douglas County, has a crime rate that is 299% higher than the national average. With a population of 14,253, property crimes like thefts, vehicle thefts, and burglaries are the most frequent offenses. Although crime is mainly concentrated in specific areas, Lone Tree offers much to its residents, including upscale dining, shopping, and entertainment options. The city's proximity to Denver also makes it a desirable location, but it's essential to remain cautious, especially in certain neighborhoods where criminal activity tends to occur more often. Despite its high crime rate, Lone Tree remains a sought-after area due to its overall suburban charm. Pueblo, a historic city in Pueblo County, has a population of 111,876 and a crime rate 196% above the national average. The majority of the crimes in Pueblo are property crimes, including burglaries and vehicle thefts. Many of these crimes are linked to drug-related activities, though they tend to be concentrated in specific neighborhoods. Despite the high crime rate, many residents feel safe in certain parts of the city, and it remains a popular tourist destination thanks to its rich history and local attractions. Visitors and residents alike should exercise caution and be aware of higher crime areas when exploring Pueblo. Alamosa, a small community home to Adams State University, has a population of 9,806 and a total crime rate 159% higher than the national average. Property crimes such as thefts and burglaries are major concerns, but the city also experiences a significant number of assaults. In 2020, the city recorded 52 assaults, 83 burglaries, and 379 thefts, contributing to its elevated crime rates. Although Alamosa is generally a quiet town, its crime issues reflect larger problems that the city is working to address. Residents and visitors should be mindful of safety, especially in areas known for higher criminal activity. Lakewood, a bustling suburb of Denver, has a population of 155,984 and a crime rate that is 158% higher than the national average. Violent crime is a significant issue here, with robberies and assaults being among the most common offenses. Theft and vehicle theft are also widespread property crimes in Lakewood, and while some areas are particularly affected, the city continues to grow both economically and in population. Despite the crime concerns, Lakewood remains a desirable place to live, with excellent schools, parks, and recreational options for residents. However, it's important for both residents and visitors to stay vigilant and be aware of crime hotspots within the city. Cannon City, located in central Colorado and the county seat of Fremont County, has a population of 17,141. The city's crime rate is 121% higher than the national average, and it faces a significant amount of property crime, including thefts and burglaries. Violent crime, such as assaults, is also a concern, with much of the town's criminal activity being tied to drug-related issues. Despite these challenges, many residents report that crime doesn't greatly affect their daily lives, particularly in the town's quieter neighborhoods. Cannon City's historic charm, along with its proximity to outdoor attractions, continues to make it an appealing place to live. But safety should remain a priority for those in higher risk areas. La Junta. La Junta, a rural community in Otero County with a population of 7,322, faces a crime rate 120% higher than the national average. The city has a higher than average violent crime rate, though property crimes like theft and vehicle theft are more common. Much of the city's crime can be attributed to economic hardship, with many residents living below the poverty line. Despite the challenges, La Junta is still a popular stop for visitors, especially during the Oklahoma brown tarantula migration. Residents and tourists should be aware of crime risks in the area, but La Junta's charm and natural beauty still attract many each year. Grand Junction. Grand Junction, with a population of 65,560, is located in Mesa County and has a crime rate 119% higher than the national average. Although the crime rate is concerning, the city's criminal activity is largely concentrated in specific neighborhoods, and many parts of Grand Junction remain safe. Common crimes in the area include assaults, burglaries, and thefts, and while crime has risen in recent years, the city is still growing and developing a strong local economy. Grand Junction offers residents a mix of urban amenities and scenic views, making it a popular place to live. However, it's wise to be cautious and aware of crime patterns, particularly in areas where criminal activity is more common. Aurora. Aurora, located in both Arapahoe and Douglas counties, is the third largest city in Colorado, with a population of 386,261. The city has a crime rate 108% higher than the national average, with burglaries, thefts, robberies, and assaults being the most common types of crime. Some neighborhoods, particularly around Colfax Avenue, see higher levels of criminal activity. Aurora also has a large, diverse population, and its political climate is known for being one of the most liberal in the state. Despite the challenges posed by crime, Aurora remains a desirable location to live for many, with good schools and proximity to Denver, though it's important to take necessary precautions in certain areas. Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs, with a population of 478,961, has a crime rate 61% higher than the national average. The city experiences a mix of property crimes, including burglaries, thefts, and vehicle theft, as well as violent crimes like robbery and assault. Although crime is a concern, Colorado Springs is still one of the best cities in the state for families, offering a lower cost of living, top-rated schools, and a wide range of recreational activities. The city's beautiful landscapes, including views of Pikes Peak, continue to attract new residents and tourists. However, like any urban area, it is essential to be aware of higher risk areas and exercise caution when in parts of the city where crime is more prevalent. Violent crime trends in the most dangerous cities. Colorado's violent crime rate is 493 per 100,000 people, nearly 30% higher than the national average of 381. Cities like Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo contribute significantly to these high rates, with frequent incidents of murder, assault, rape, and robbery. These areas are particularly affected by violent crime, making safety a major concern for residents and visitors. The state ranks fourth in the nation for rape, with a rate of 63 per 100,000 people. Although some cities have lower violent crime rates, areas like Sheridan and Lakewood still experience concerning levels of assault and robbery. This adds to the state's overall violent crime statistics and underscores the need for ongoing safety efforts. How to stay safe in the most dangerous cities in Colorado? To stay safe in Colorado's most dangerous cities, it's crucial to remain aware of your surroundings, especially in areas like Aurora, Pueblo, and parts of Colorado Springs. Avoid poorly lit or isolated areas, particularly at night, and always keep your belongings secure, especially in busy or crowded locations. Staying cautious in higher-risk neighborhoods and sticking to well-populated areas can greatly reduce the likelihood of encountering crime. Additionally, securing your property is essential, as Colorado leads the nation in motor vehicle thefts. In cities like Lakewood and Cannon City, thefts and burglaries are common. Make sure to lock doors and windows, hide valuables from view, and consider installing security systems or cameras to safeguard your home and vehicle. Conclusion. Staying safe in Colorado's most dangerous cities. While Colorado may be known for its beautiful landscapes and outdoor adventures, some cities have higher crime rates than the national average. Understanding the risks and being aware of the most dangerous cities in Colorado, such as Sheridan, Pueblo, and Aurora, can help residents and visitors take the necessary precautions to stay safe. By staying informed about crime trends and taking proactive safety measures, individuals can reduce the likelihood of becoming victims of crime in these areas. While crime may be a concern in some of Colorado's cities, it's important to remember that many of these places still offer vibrant communities and opportunities. With increased awareness and the right safety precautions, you can enjoy all that Colorado has to offer while staying safe in its most dangerous cities. Always be vigilant and work together with local authorities and neighbors to create safer environments for everyone.